Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks a lot, Mark. Thank you for listening to this Texans Today podcast. I'm Drew Doherty, and it's Thursday, October 29th. The Texans practiced outside at the Methodist Training Center, and afterwards, head coach Gary Kubiak answered questions about a number of things, including the rainy weather in preparation for the Buffalo Bills.
It'd be just about right, wouldn't it?
Yeah, this is good for us, Mark. You know, tough day, wind conditions, rain. But we got to be mentally tough enough to handle it, and so we got some good work. We had a good practice.
Health stuff.
Health-wise, everybody was back except Tim Bowman did not practice, and Eugene still did not practice. But everybody else practiced. Andre practiced, so step in the right direction there. Yeah, he did. I'm sorry, Kush. Yeah, he's on the same program. I'm just used to his program. Timmy's ribs were bothering him, a little sore. Had him checked out this morning. Everything checked out fine, so we'll see where he's at tomorrow. We'll see. I'm hoping he practices tomorrow.
But Andre, what are your thoughts now?
Very encouraged. I mean, he took, probably pretty close to almost all the reps he normally takes, and didn't seem to have any problem. We'll see how he feels.
So he goes on Sunday? Are you ready to say that?
It's not Sunday yet, Mark, so we'll see. Okay. He practiced today.
Anything more regarding Steve Slayton, his issues, and what y'all are doing to help him with that?
Oh, we got, like I said, everybody's trying to help him. Coaches, players, everybody's trying to help him out here. We did some extra things with him yesterday, trying to change his technique a little bit with the ball. But like I said, we're all here to help him. We're all here to support him. But he's got a job to do, and that's protect the ball.
When you say technique, you're talking about how he holds it?
Yeah, just some different things we're trying with him, and just trying to be more conscious of what's going on, Anytime you got a problem, you do everything you can to fix it, and that's what he's trying to do.
Gary, is this a trap game for Buffalo? They looked at the way you guys have been. They've won two straight. Now you're going up there and you don't play well on the road historically.
Well, I mean, Barry, we won't win if we don't play well, and we'll probably play in tough conditions, and that crowd is a very good crowd, and another road game in the NFL. So if we go down there and get sloppy, doesn't matter who we're playing, we're going to get beat. So we got to stay focused on ourselves.
Gary, Matt set a pretty good precedent in Green Bay last year. I mean, he's past the point where climate and road conditions should be an issue with him. He's as good a quarterback, do you think?
The thing about this place, you never know, is wind. Green Bay is cold as it could be, but there still is no wind. So, wind can change a game probably more than any element there is. So we'll see. But bottom line, we're going to have to play good as a team.
Has your run defense has been better in the past few weeks? How important has the secondary been before that?
Well, it's obviously important because we haven't given up big plays. When people have busted the line of scrimmage, we've tackled better as a team. And so normally that's what goes with big running plays, whether or not you're good on the back end tackling.
Is there a different slider to the secondary right now? They just seem really locked in.
I think they've got some confidence because they got Jock back. And, they got a young kid who's playing extremely well in Quinn. And Dante's playing as good as he's played all year. So every week that we get together and we're healthy, they're gaining more confidence. So we've got more confidence in Bernard, too.
Has Bernard stepped up as one of the leaders?
Yeah, he's played very well. We got a lot of leaders on defense, but he's obviously, for a guy who's been here a short period of time, been very impressive.
Gary, how good is the Lynch kid?
Oh, very good. He's capable of a big, big game against you, Barry. And, he's how many games into the season now for him? Three or four. So he's just really now getting going, and their receivers are very capable on the offensive side of the ball, giving us problems.
The return of Andre Johnson was a welcome sight as the wide receiver went through the majority of practice and showed no ill effects of his bruised lung. Johnson answered questions in the locker room after practice and gave everyone an update on just how he feels.
The official, he didn't say officially you were playing, but
right.
But we can get the official word from you.
If it's up to me, I'm playing. But I have to go get a scan, after I leave here. So after I get the scan and the doctors take a look at it, hopefully, nothing's, bad going on. And if everything looks good, then hopefully I'll be on the field on Sunday.
Where are you at on that potentially extra equipment or padding that you thought you might add? You said you were going to talk to people about that.
I've added something to my shoulder pads to protect me because they don't want me to take another hit there. So I've had some extra padding and stuff like that added to my shoulder pads or whatnot. But that's part of it.
Is it something you would consider continuing to use throughout now, this extra stuff, if you will?
I mean, I would use it if it's going to protect me. You know, I'm pretty sure, you know, over a few weeks it'll all heal up, you know, and I won't have to wear, you know, the stuff anymore. But, you know, some of it I'll probably still wear.
Is it restraining in any way, that extra padding? I mean, it doesn't affect you in any way?
No, it doesn't affect me. Of course, I haven't played in anything like that since I played Little League. So, it's been a long time, but, you know, it's, I don't think it will restrain me anyway. I think it's something, you know, I definitely, you know, have to get used to a little bit, but I don't think it'll restrain me.
Do you have it here now?
No, not in my locker.
What is it, just attached to your shoulder pads?
Yeah, it's just, it's basically pretty much like a, it's a pad in the back and it comes all the way around my rib.
Area, is it like a flak jacket?
Yeah, something like that.
Remember the old flak jackets that players were? We're putting around quarterbacks.
Yeah, it's not as thick as that, but mm-hmm. Yeah, something like that.
So how do you feel that it looks like you're going to be out there and everything's going to be okay?
I told you that already. I'm fine.
That's not what I mean. What does it mean to you that you've progressed?
It feels good. You know, like I said, I wasn't in any pain or anything like that. So, you know, that's what made me feel like, you know, that I would be out there on Sunday. So, you know, I'm still not in any pain. I feel good. I feel fine. My breathing is fine. And when I'm out there running, so, I mean, I'm just ready to go get this scan and see what they see. So, I'm excited about it. And hopefully there's nothing bad, you know, when they look at the scan today.
So, throughout the workout today, when you were doing your stuff, I mean, nothing felt unnatural?
No. Even when I ran yesterday, nothing felt unnatural. I mean, I feel normal. So, you know, like I said, I feel like I'm ready to go.
Wide receiver Kevin Walter also spoke in the locker room on Thursday. He, too, impressed with Johnson, but he's also impressed with what the offense has been able to do thus far in 2009.
Well, first of all, how are you feel? You got a little bit later start to the season. How do you think you're going personally so far in 2009?
Yeah, going all right. Doing good. You know, I feel good out there. You know, just got to continue to go out there and make plays when the opportunity presents itself. And whatever coach has asked me to do, I'm there to do it.
Pretty fun being part of an offense like this that's putting up these numbers so far.
Oh, yeah. It's awesome. You know, these guys, everyone's making plays. You know, it's not just one or two people, but everyone on offense is making plays. And, you know, to be successful, you need that.
Is it what you guys envisioned before the season started, what you guys were capable of doing?
You know what? Yeah, definitely. Because we ended on a good note last year. We wanted to continue to, you know, build on what we did last year. And I think we're doing that this year. Matt's playing having a heck of a year. He's doing great. He's going to continue to do better. You know, Steve and Owen, you know, Andre, myself, everyone's been out there. You know, we all got, I'm just a little sliver, you know, a piece of that pie. So, these guys, it's fun to be around in this offense.
The pie kind of makes each sliver, I guess, stand out. If you want to say that, let's talk about Schaub a little bit more. What's making him play so well? And is it just the familiarity in the system? Is it a combination of other stuff?
Yeah, you know, this is his third year in the system, and Schaub, you know, he knew what to do last year, but this year it just seems like he knows exactly what to do. You know, he looks at the defense, he knows exactly where the ball's going to go, and he does a good job, you know, avoiding sacks, avoiding pressures, and when he needs to get rid of the ball, he gets rid of it, and he's making great decisions.
How much fun does he have, you know, during the huddle, during game day? Is he all business? I mean, what's he like?
Oh yeah, he's a lot of fun. But he's all business though too. You know, we get up a few touchdowns. You know, he starts joking around a little bit, but you know, he's intense and he's focused into his job, and he knows what he needs to do to get the job done. And we got a lot of guys like that on offense, but you know, it starts with Matt, and he's doing a great job.
I'm guessing one of those guys also is Andre Johnson. How tough is he after everything he's gone through in the last 6-7 days?
Oh, it's unbelievable. You know, the guy, Andre, made, you know, it happened early in the game, and, you know, he's still out there making plays, you know, coughing up blood. And, you know, that's the type of guy he is. You know, he's going to come to work every day, work hard, and that's why he's a Pro Bowl receiver. That's why he's the best in the business.
How frightening is that when you hear that somebody's coughing up blood? Have you ever been through something like
that? No, I never had anything like that before. It's kind of scary. You know, I saw him. You know, he's holding the stomach and he's coughing up blood. I'm like, what the heck's going on? You know, you worry for him and you know, doctors are all checking him out. But it seems like everything is on track and he'll be ready to roll.
He looked pretty good today in practice?
Oh, he looked great, yeah. He looked good yesterday when he was running around. And he said he felt good. He's in no pain. I know he's going to go get checked out today, but I think he'll be ready. He says he'll be ready.
How nice to see him back out on the practice field. He said he's going to be ready, but to actually see him there
today. I didn't know he was practicing today, so... You know, I saw him out there in the huddle the first play. I'm like, hey, it's good to see you, man. It's good to see you out there. You know, it's good to see you. But I know he's feeling a lot better, you know, and he'll be ready to roll. We need him, you know, this Sunday.
Yes, sir. they'd have to cut his leg off to keep him from playing. Does that surprise you at all? Do you say something?
That surprised me one bit. You know, I have to cut his leg off. You know, he's going to be out there 100% of the time. We need him to be out there for us to be successful. You know, that's Dre. You know, it's an all-pro receiver right there.
He's still better than half the league, right?
No doubt about it. You know, half of Dre is better than most people. So, yeah, he's a playmaker.
What are your thoughts on, what are your impressions of the Buffalo secondary?
No, these guys are good. These guys are good. They fly around. You know, I think one thing I look at them watching them film is they create turnovers. You know, these guys get the ball, and that's what one thing we need to focus on is going out there like we did last week. You know, go out there. We need to protect the ball, and we need to play physical because this is a physical group. You know, these guys are going to be out there ready to play. You know, they've been playing great these past few weeks, and, you know, they're playing at home. So, they have nothing to lose. You know, we got to go out there and play our game and be sharp.
Is it pretty impressive that some of these guys are so young and, you know, they didn't start the season as starters and they're still doing this?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Well, they got Terrence McGee. He's always been out there. That guy's phenomenal. You know, the whole secondary is good. You know, these guys, it's a challenge for us. And we got to bring our game. You know, who knows what the weather's going to be like. It might be rainy and cold, and who knows, it could snow. But they say it might be rainy and chilly, so we got to play in that element and have fun.
That's fine by you, right? You played your college ball in Michigan.
That's fine with me. I played college ball in Michigan. I grew up in Chicago, so I'm all for it.
We thank you so much for listening to this Texans Today podcast. Make sure you stay here at HoustonTexans.com. Find out all the latest breaking news about your favorite football team. I'm Drew Doherty, and I'm a Texan.
Football time in Houston, and we're ready to play.